This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
My name is Casey Walker, and I am interviewing
Pamela Walker.
In 406 Milford Street on March 16, 2020. Do you give me permission to record this oral history?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Jamaica.
Why did you leave your country of origin?
I left my country to have a better life for me and my children.
What do you miss about your country of origin?
Oh, I miss the organic food, the warm weather, and the people are nice and friendly.
What don't you miss about your country of origin?
I don't miss the crime. The rate is very high, and food is very expensive. Unaffordable.
What did your friends and family say when you told them you were leaving? Did they say something sad, happy, mean?
They were happy. My friends and family were very, very happy because they knew I would help them out financially with food, clothing, and even with rent and other necessities. And even for their kids to attend school. I would help with like the school fee and to help buy books for them so that they can have a better education.
What were your expectations of the United States? Be specific.
I thought the USA you would survive with only one job rather than doing two jobs plus working overtime. I think rent would be affordable. No, it's not.
Tell me about your journey to New York and did it go according to plan?
Yes, it went according to plan. I was 7 months pregnant with my third child, which is Casey, who is doing this interview now, interviewing me. People were saying that the airline wouldn't accommodate me. The day of my flight, I cried at the airport. I left behind my two LS children.
Yeah.
But I was happy at the same time to come to America.
When and with whom did you come to New York City? Why does it matter?
I came to New York City December 2000. I came with my husband.
How did New York City meet and fail to meet your expectations?
Yes, New York City failed to meet my expectation. I worked 4 hours for 5 days and got paid $6 an hour. I have to pay babysitter, bought Metro card for the bus and trains. New York City meet my expectation. I did not pay for college for my first child. And that was quite a blessing.
It has to be 20 minutes.
How were you received upon arriving in your neighborhood specifically and the United States more generally?
I was one of the poorest in my neighborhood. Some people would stare at me when I held a lunch bag over my shoulder to do my laundry. But the clothes worn by me and my children were not modern. Some people would chit-chat. While some were friendly and helpful to us.
How did you adjust to a new language and/or culture in New York City?
It was hard for me to adjust. with the culture, especially clothing. We have to purchase clothes for different seasons where the income was low.
How did you learn the English language?
I spoke English since I was in Jamaica, so it wasn't a problem to me.
What new opportunities were available to you upon your arrival in New York?
The opportunity that was available coming to New York City, I could work as a home health aide in people's home, and I pursued my GED, and that was also a blessing for me.
Tell me specifically how you felt.
Yes, I tried to fit in, but it was lonely. Staying in the house, no friends or families close by. You have to make phone calls before you go to a friend or family home to see if they were there. Maybe they could be outside on an errand, at school, at their jobs. But you know, that was sort of hard for me because in Jamaica, we didn't have to make a phone call. You know, we just go by our friend and family house and knock the door. Most times they are there. So anyway, I try to fit in this situation.
Did people reject you?
Not really. I didn't see no rejection of any sort.
Okay. Were any opportunities were denied to you because you were an immigrant?
No, I didn't experience that.
What did the assimilation project look like for you?
Oh, it was hard for me to fit in with the transit, like the train, and also to pass through the tunnel. The tunnel, very dark. Being in New York City, it was very fast moving. You have to run to catch the buses and the train, and that can be overwhelming.
Can you tell me more?
Well, you have to be hustling and bustling everywhere. You have to, most time, even when you go to the store, you have to buy what you're buying quickly. And the long lines, and plus again, especially like I used to do, like 4 hours home health aid from 9 to 1. Then I has to take the train or the bus to go and pick up the kids from school. That was quite, and I could not work longer hours because after I go to work, drop them off to daycare or even to school, after being in a rush to go and pick them up from school, and that was very overwhelming.
Where have you lived in New York City and why?
I live in East New York. The reason, I don't really have a specific reason living in East New York, because everywhere the rent is so high. So that's it.
Did your children like where you lived?
Yes, they like where I live. Sometimes it's noisy. Yeah, it can be hustle and bustle. Sometimes it's quiet. You know, but we have to go with the flow.
Was where you live very spacious? Like,
No, because I had like 2 bedrooms, one for the kids, one for my husband and I. So it was sort of not so spacious, because what really happened, the living room too was also divided as a bedroom, and the things were crammed together, not enough space.
What was the hardest part about your move to New York City? What troubles did you face?
Yes, I met trouble because there was a shootout years ago at close to, in the same area where I live, a guy shot himself and killed himself, shot the girlfriend. And opposite, there were about two shootouts. Two persons got killed, you know, so that put a fear in me not to live there for long, to find a better place where it's more safer for my kids and I. So I moved out less than 2 years.
Okay. What's your favorite part about living in New York?
My favorite part living in New York, the train and buses, you have accessibility. You don't need a driver's license if you don't want to. The bus and train would take like less than 30 minutes. You have to wait on the bus and the train less than 30 minutes, so it's more accessible. You have more accessibility.
Can you tell me more about why you love living in New York City? Any more memories?
Yeah, the people, some of the people are nice and friendly, and they like to give. They like to give when you are in need. Yes, they like to give if you really tell them. Sometimes you don't have to ask them, but by they looking at you, they see that you need a nice pair of shoes or a dress or your kids. They would ask you, you know, if you would appreciate them to give you this stuff.
How has your neighborhood changed since your arrival?
Yeah, the neighborhood changed because a lot of crimes, burglary, homicide, but it was less compared to other previous years. And more houses, they are building more low-income houses where it's more affordable. And
how has your reception in your neighborhood and in the United States more generally changed over time?
Yeah, I got to fit in with some cultures. I eat Chinese food. Rent is more expensive. And also food. I have a full-time job where I can buy nice clothes for me and my kids. And the crime rate is not so high like what it used to be years ago. You know, people trying to be more productive. Even the youth in the community, they try, and most of them trying to stay out from gang, go to school, learn a trade where they can be of some help. Be a productive person in the society to help themselves, their family, and even the community who needs help.
What would you change about the current U.S. immigration system?
I would change DACA, the DACA rules, because most young people would be eligible for green card. They are going to school if they are going to school or work. People who are on Medicaid and food stamps would also be eligible for green card, especially when they haven't committed a crime. So that would be a big change for the people.
Is anything else you want them to change?
Yes, I want them to change lowering the rent. The rent is very high. And a lot of people are moving out of New York City to go else to other cheaper states to live. And because I'm telling you, this rent is very, very ridiculous.
How has the politics of the last decade impacted your experience as an immigrant in the United States?
Politics has changed. Some of the presidents like to go to war. Innocent civilian got killed during hurricane season. Some state that is badly damaged, they don't get help. They don't get the help they want to help build back their houses, build back the schools. Build back the schools for the children to learn. and a lot of people out of jobs, and that is really, really serious.
Okay. As an immigrant, are there any fears that you have? Discomfort?
Sure, I have fears and discomfort, because what really happens sometimes is so fearful, because sometimes a person will just see you walking alone and they will just come and knock you to the ground. And that is very hard, it's very challenging, because sometimes people end up in the hospital in an unconscious state and never regain consciousness.
Any more you want to say?
On a whole, immigrants have made up 3/4 of America. We immigrants, we work very hard. And if we want to be prosperous, we have to work hard and face with the challenge. And by God's help, to work hard to achieve our goal. Because this is the land of dreams, America. God bless America.
Mm-mm. Why did you come to U.S. over another country?
Yes, I came to the U.S. over another country because in America is a land of dream, of dreams, right? You can, if you work hard and conscious of what you are doing, you will reach your goal, either to become a nurse, a teacher, or a doctor. It's much easier, although you have loans to pay back, it's much easier than some of these countries. You can achieve your goal, you can achieve your dream, if you work hard and sacrifice. Mm-mm.
How did your family try to remain a connected family?
Yes, we are connected families because we call each other. We send texts. We talk on WhatsApp. Even Facebook time. So we've always been there checking on one another. And if anyone needs assistance and we need the money, we will fill in the gap.
What is the fun memories you have with your family talking on the phone of where you live?
Oh, well, I told my family that, oh, we can laugh, especially when the kids give me a joke, we laugh and we share together. And when we make a meal which is nutritious, so I'll just call and they will say, what did you make today? And I will tell them what I made. You know, they will say, oh, send some through the phone, come give me. But I know that is impossible. If they were here in person, close by, they would have gotten some of the nice, delicious Jamaican meal.
Do you miss your family when you move to America?
Not really. Because I know that life would be better for me and them. I can help them out financially when I can, not all the time, even with food and shelter and clothing.
Is there more you want to say?
America is a developed country. There are a lot of opportunities here. You can get free child care. Some people, it depends on the income they make. They can get free education. They can get Medicaid. They can get food stamps. They can get free place to live, some people. They are very, very blessed. Not in Jamaica, that doesn't happen. Yes, you will get a little bit of food stamp, yes, but you better find a place for you to live.
Thank you for recording this horror history, Pamela Walker.
You're welcome, my third child.